There's one urgent question concerning the Sunday, which to ask a supplementary question.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Thanks to Khalida for his answer. And I think we all share the frustration about missing the chance to have our judicial review heard because of the one day missing a deadline. And I know that he's given an answer about explaining how that seemed to happen. And obviously, it was a complete mess up. I have no doubt he would have taken credit if the judicial review had gone well. And I just wondered whether he would actually apologise to the people of Riverside Ward and the borough for it not going well.
Mr. Mayor, I'm not going to apologise to the people of Riverside and Southern. I've been leading voice in this campaign since when Walter first proposed actually digging to Kingstairs Gardens and have led the opposition when they moved over to Chambers Wharf. I didn't need to take 3 months, unlike Simon Hughes, to decide that I was on the side of local residents in this debate. And opposed absolutely to the proposal to go for the Chambers Wharf. I'm not going to apologise either for a judge reaching a conclusion on an argument. I've heard 4 hours of argument from lawyers on this particular issue. I think in the answer I've given I set up that this is a particularly complex issue where the government itself has recognised there is inconsistency in the way the judicial review was approached and putting that right by itself. Does she want to apologise to Simon Hughes and the way that he has let down the residents of Bermondsey and Old Southwark by being a coalition minister in this coalition government?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And sadly, the Planning Act, as the judge says, was very clear about when the deadline was, and it was a complete screw-up by the council, and I think somebody ought to say sorry for that. But clearly, the leader's not going to do that. Perhaps there is a silver lining, Mr. Mayor, in that lots of money which would have been spent on the judicial review process won't now be spent because it's been thrown out because of the council's screw-up. That money that isn't being spent on a judicial review, could the leader of the council commit to using that money to manage the works as they go forwards, because they'll now be happening in a very densely populated area, and could some of that money that had been put aside for those legal costs actually be tonight committed to the people who live around Chambers Wharf for managing the works as we move forwards?
Yeah, I'm going to repeat the point, and I think it is regrettable that Councillor Sunline has to try and blame somebody for this. I'm trying to explain in this answer and on other occasions where the fault lies here. Actually, the fault lies with Eric Pickles and Liz Truss, who have ignored the recommendations of the Planning Inspectorate. When is she going to stand up to Eric Pickles and Liz Truss? When is she going to hold them to account and ask them to apologise? It's not good enough, I don't think. It just represents, I think, the whole Lib Dems approach. We've got to blame somebody, let's blame the council, without thinking through who's really responsible. Simon Hughes wants to blame everybody but himself for the problems which are being inflicted on this borough. So, listen, I'm not going to accept the criticisms which she is determined to place at this council respect for this matter. And I'm going to say to her, but I would have thought it would have been, would she let me answer this?
Yes.
I would have thought that it was absolutely clear from my actions today, from this council's actions today, through the resource and the energy that it has put in to opposing Chambers Wharf as a dry site, that we will stand absolutely shoulder to shoulder with the residents and schools affected by Thames Water. But I say again, she is really playing with fire if she's trying to divide this community and this council on this issue. It is going to take us absolutely nowhere if she keeps on trying to play the blame game. It is absolutely wrong, and I know the community will be unhappy if it continues to pursue this line. We're at one with this community, we will stand by them, we will continue to make the case against the government, and she should be standing up today saying, I'm going to take on the government with you, shoulder to shoulder, on behalf of this community, and not trying to blame somebody because of her government's decisions. Yeah.
Thank you.